Great tree. My name is Pastor Dan, and this is Pastor Ricky.
牧师，
And we're just here to start the program and invite the Lord to be here, and then we're going to let our phenomenal choir get going. Would you join me in prayer? Would you stand? Heavenly Father, we come before you to thank you for this evening. And the reason for it is because of you, Lord Jesus. What you have done for us in this sacrifices of your life for us. We pray, Lord God, that you will be in here, that your presence will fill our place. Would you minister to each person here? And we want to bless the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Christmas carols together, okay? All right. Hopefully these are ones familiar to you. If you're not, just do the best you can and follow us. We'll make it work.
Hark the herald angels.
Thank you.
that the music has been pleasant to your ears and to listen to, but ultimately, pray that your minds are open to the words as part of the songs we've been singing. After all, we hopefully all realize the meaning of Christmas and what it's really all about. And we certainly look forward to the choir sharing the Christmas story and song. We pray that our hearts and minds will be open to always remembering the purpose of Christmas and Christ's birth and ultimately what it means to us. And Pastor Dan will share some more about that coming up. So I won't see you this Sunday, but I certainly will allow the choir to bless us with their music coming up. Well, let's pray together now as we prepare to receive.
chaos became an ordered expression of infinite wisdom and unmatched creativity, God, the master architect of the universe, filled his handiwork with wonder. In the words of the Creator, "Therefore, once more I will astound these people with wonder upon wonder." He would not be content with the ordinary, and he would not be satisfied with the mundane, when an all-knowing, all-loving Father set out to rescue and redeem his fallen people, he infused his plan with wonder. God himself would take on flesh and blood, and all who witnessed this improbable scenario were themselves filled with wonder. This event, long foretold by prophets and eagerly awaited by God's faithful, began to unfold after 400 years of heaven's silence. Right before their very eyes, God invaded the earth. This in response to their cry for deliverance and an answer to their longing for a Messiah. And suddenly, all who had eyes to see could behold the wonder of his promised arrival. marked by the spectacular, the miraculous, the supernatural. And this is how God chose to announce the birth of His Son, the dawn of redeeming grace, the advent of the day of salvation.
To confirm the incredible news that indeed a Savior had been born to them.
And seeing for themselves the wonder of God incarnate, they fell in worship. Later, a group of honest seekers made the unlikely trek from their eastern homeland to the place where the infant Messiah, the wonder of all wonders, now lay. Whether driven by intellectual curiosity or the irresistible allure of a phenomenal star, they came searching for the King of the Jews. Overjoyed at their finding, yet overwhelmed by their encounter, they too fell in worship. It was for them the wonder of his presence among us.
First one.
Yes, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. People of God, celebrate the wonder of His infinite authority.
Thank you. Oh,
good one, my goodness.
¿El que va a pagar?
I think that was an amen. Okay. Oh, boy, Bob and I just really so enjoyed this evening. In fact, last year, this evening we came incognito. And we had a great time with you then as well. But I know the evening was so great, I won't be very long. But maybe you guys can share in my understanding of Christmas as we get along in these days and weeks. You know, the society here is so excited about Christmas for a lot of reasons. One of the things is that they're really involved in gift giving. You know, this is commercial. It's on television. When I see it, I'm like, it just kind of cracks me up. There's this woman going shopping. And going to, I think it's a Marshall's commercial or something like that. And then it goes on a little bit, and suddenly she's frozen, and then the word comes out, she is the gifter. You ever meet gifters? Honestly, Barbara's a gifter.
Okay.
I mean, she just, Christmas, she lives at Christmas. She has no idea I'm using her as the main illustration. But she just lives for Christmas. Because she just loves to just go and gather little gifts for people she loves. In fact, you know, here when we started the church, you know, we only had 15 people. Everybody go home with a gift for Barbara. As it got to 20 and 30 and 40 and 100, I said, Barbara, maybe you need to stop this. And you know, all year long, she's squirreling away, she's looking for gifts for when we go to Ukraine. And we've been gone since 1994. And we have a closet in our house, the second floor. It's a pretty big closet. And you know, half of it is for gifts for Ukraine. For the orphans there, for the workers there, for the missionaries there. And then when we go, you know, we get these bags that we can carry, right? The 70 pounds, now it's 50 pounds. And I declare to you, everything are gifts. They're all full of gifts for the Ukrainians. I can't even put my, you know, clothes in there. So I usually just have a toothbrush and an extra change of clothing. That's all I got to go. She just loves giving. There's something about people that God made that in our hearts, when we get into it, we just love to give. God has made us that way. Unfortunately, sin has distorted it, of course. But I want to tell you why it's like that, because God is a giver. And the greatest gift ever given was given by Him. And that's why Christmas, you know, we got this idea about giving people things. Because you know, the Almighty God, He gave us the greatest gift. And that gift cannot be compared with anything that we can purchase. It was the gift of His Son, Jesus Christ. This little story that was written, I don't believe it's a real story at all, but it's been put into video, especially in Eastern Europe. And it's a story about a man who was in charge of a training track. Some of you might have seen it, some of you might have read it. And in Eastern Europe, that's what you have to do, you know, all these intersections and tracks, there's always somebody operating. We even know people that work in those places. And this particular man was in charge of this track over a bridge in which he has to lift up the track when something's coming under and put it down. So he's been doing that for years. One day he took his little boy with him to work. And in the midst of his business and stuff like that, and the bridge was lifted up, the little boy went down there and he was playing around. He got right under the bridge. And it wasn't a big deal. He said the train was coming. And he noticed the train coming. He knew there were hundreds of people on that train. And the story goes like this. He had a choice to make. Is he willing to put the track down and crush his son and kill him? Or will he allow the few hundred people, innocent people on the train, to crash and devastation happened to those families? And that's the whole story, the irony of what happened, the tragedy of it, and the struggle of this man. And the story went on that he closed the bridge, killed his son, so that his families can live. And there is this correlation between that and what God did. I want to tell you slight, but not even close. That is a situation where someone had to morally make a choice. Our Father in heaven, our Almighty God, that wasn't a gift. He out of his love just gave to us. And he didn't just give stuff that, you know, a lot of times religious people want from their gods. It wasn't wealth, it wasn't prosperity, it wasn't health. He gave us his son, his only son. He gave him to us so that we can be saved. We didn't deserve it. We were innocent bystanders in a train. We were guilty sinners. But he gave to us. And that's what the message of Christmas is all about. It is not about the tinsels and the trees and the presents. It was about that one gift alone. Now, you have to spur off the desire to buy gifts for everybody. But it is that gift from an Almighty God who owes us nothing at all. And we deserve nothing from Him. But He gave to us the gift of eternal life in Jesus Christ. That's why John 3:16 is the Christmas message. For God so loved the world. For God so loved Dan and Hope. For God so loved each one of us here that He gave His only Son. And that's the gift. So we love to sing about it. I love Christmas. And we have no problem with giving gifts to people. We certainly don't have any problem receiving some gifts from people. But most of all, it is about the gift that God has given to us in Jesus Christ. I don't know who you are, all of you here tonight, but maybe some of you here have never received that gift. Think about a gift is this, it's there, but you have to take it. It's not forced upon you. You have to take it. You have to receive it. Have you done that? If you've never done that before, you want to do that. You want to do that. Because I could never give you a gift as good as that. Never. No one can give you a gift like that. Only Jesus Christ. If you've never done that before, I hope you will do that tonight. I hope that you will do that as soon as you can. To receive that precious gift of eternal life. To receive Jesus Christ, not only as a baby, but a grown adult who died on the cross of Calvary for us and rose again in 3 days. I hope you do. But the second thing is, those of you that already did, you know, during this Christmas season, as you are giving gifts, would you make sure that you are one of the person who helps the giver? Would you give that gift? Would you share the gospel? Would you tell them how much this God that you worship loves them? And reveal that gift. Do not assume that your friends, your neighbors, even your relatives know what that gift is. They might have heard of something called Christianity or church, but they don't know that gift of Jesus Christ. They've heard of Christmas, of course, but they don't know it is about a gift of eternal life. So you already received that gift. Would you make it an effort during this Christmas season to go and give it to others? God has done enough. The gift is right there. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who became a man, born in a manger, grew up, died on the cross of Calvary, was buried. In 3 days, rose again because He is the Son of God. The Bible said, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Would you pray? Father, I want to come before you to thank you for this wonderful evening.